gift baskets, and gourmet box lunches throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
It's 12:30. This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580 and online at will.illinois.edu. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Kyle Mabry is our technical director. And joining us with AM 580 News is Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. Some streets, county roads, and even a few houses are flooded in east central Illinois, but officials are worried more about what may be to come. More than 4 inches of rain over much of the region has left soil saturated and water with nowhere else to go but into low-lying areas. The city of Villa Grove experiences flooding somewhat regularly, and Fire Department Captain Chuck Black says this round has closed the main north-south street, Route 130. He worries that things could get worse with more rain and drainage from elsewhere.
With all the rainfall moisture, everything's flowing down from the north, so who knows how much water we're going to look at by the time this is done.
The Embraugh River flows through Villa Grove and brings some of the water from Champaign near its source. Black says firefighters' main concern is to keep people and cars out of flooded areas. In Vermilion County, Indiana, about 30 people have voluntarily evacuated their homes in Clinton because of flash flooding along Feather Creek. But officials say many residents of that city, about 15 miles north of Terre Haute, have been through flooding before and have decided not to leave their homes. We'll get a full forecast coming up in a few moments with AM 580 meteorologist Ed Kieser. It could be up to a month before a Champaign County judge decides whether a state-filed lawsuit against two Champaign health clinics will go to trial. The Illinois Attorney General's complaint alleges that Carl and Christie Clinics conspired to deny care to new Medicaid patients, unlawfully increasing the state's reimbursement rates and forcing those patients to pay higher rates or go without primary care. At a hearing today, Judge Richard Klaus says he'd provide a written response within 30 days. The AG's original complaint was dismissed by Klaus, but he allowed the state to refile the lawsuit with more specifics. By the end of summer, West Olympian Drive in Champaign will extend a bit farther west. The Champaign City Council has voted to spend $679,000 to hire a contractor to extend Olympian west of Mattis Avenue. The city's Public Works Director, Dennis Schmidt, says work should begin in the next 30 days.
We'll have it completed easily by the end of August. We were able to complete the larger portion last summer in a three-month period. We'll surely be able to complete the shorter section this year in the same period of time.
This latest construction work completes the extension of Olympian Drive into the Clearview subdivision, which is under development by the Atkins Group. The road already goes about a half mile into the commercial and residential development, though it's currently closed to traffic. The latest project will add another quarter mile to Olympian. The city agreed to the road extension in its annexation agreement with Atkins. Olympian Drive will end about a quarter mile east of Duncan Road, and Schmidt says that while long-term plans call for the street's extension all the way to Duncan Road and a possible interchange at I-74, there's no timetable for that work to be done. Deerfield-based Walgreen Company is agreeing to pay $35 million to settle a federal whistleblower lawsuit. The suit accused the drugstore chain of boosting the price of prescriptions paid by Medicaid by switching from capsules to tablets or vice versa, depending on which was most expensive. Federal officials say the practice of switching dramatically increased the amount of taxpayer money that Walgreen charged to the Medicaid program. Walgreen denies any wrongdoing in connection with the settlement and says it reached the agreement to avoid the expense and uncertainty of a trial. The future head of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra says he wants to extend his reach. Renowned Italian conductor Riccardo Muti was hired by the symphony last May.
My goal will be to bring music to part of the society in Chicago that for several reasons are too far away from the enjoyment and enrichment of music.
Muti paid his first visit since his hiring. He says he'll use music to bridge social divides in Chicago. His repertoire spans from Baroque to contemporary music. Muti begins work in January of next year, but he'll assume leadership of the Chicago Symphony in 2010. Wheelchair track Paralympian Linda Mastrandrea was so happy that she cried when Chicago made the cut today as one of four finalists bidding for the 2016 Summer Olympics. Mastrandrea says today's announcement by the International Olympic Committee was like a rush that an athlete gets during competition. The IOC picked Chicago along with Tokyo, Madrid, and Rio de Janeiro to bid for the Games. Three other cities were eliminated. Mastrandrea and others who are working for Chicago's bid gathered in a downtown conference room in Chicago to watch the IOC's announcement live from Athens, Greece. Olympian Mike Conley says the next steps are to continue refining Chicago's bid and to pump up the city internationally. The IOC will select a winning host city in October of 2009 in Copenhagen, Denmark. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Community Blood Services of Illinois, providing all donated blood for patients in Champaign-Urbana, Charleston-Mattoon, Danville, and Effingham. It takes about 45 minutes and saves lives. Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation, it's about life.
It's 12:36. Let's check in now with meteorologist Ed Kieser for a look at the weather. Hi, Ed.
Good afternoon.
Nice and quiet for the moment.
Yes, let's keep it there.